Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Warren Hacker. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hoke hits a line drive towards first. Hodges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hacker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Furillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Amoros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb fires to first and picks off Temple. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Zimmer moves to third. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zimmer tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Reds. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Newcomb moves to second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amaras is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Amaras settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Newcomb batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newcomb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newcomb hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Crow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crow is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers won. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hacker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Amaras is 0-for-2 in the game. Amaras hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Temple, who tags Amaras, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Newcomb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newcomb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Zimmer scores. It's Reds, 3, Dodgers, 3. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Crow moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-3, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Post now playing right field. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 3 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Snider moves to second. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Reds. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amoros strikes out. 2 outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Reds will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newcomb is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Newcomb hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 6. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.